The processing center hums under harsh fluorescent lights. Your desk is crowded with stamped forms and a half-empty cup of cold coffee. Elena Vargas, 34, sits across from you with her two children. Diego, 9, keeps one hand wrapped around his sister's fingers like he is afraid to let go. Sophia, 4, leans against her mother and keeps coughing, a dry, rattling cough that echoes in the small interview room. Elena says her husband was killed after he refused to let a cartel use his shop as a stash house. She rolls up her sleeve and shows you a jagged scar on her forearm, from when they came back for her next. Her account is consistent and feels credible, but her documents are incomplete. You have 48 hours to make a decision, and you cannot verify key details in that window. Your guidelines say that when facts cannot be confirmed, you should deny and let the appeals process handle it. Resources are limited, and the backlog is about 18 months. Granting entry could keep Elena, Diego, and Sophia safe, but it also means committing scarce capacity to a case you cannot fully substantiate, potentially stretching the system and unfairly prioritizing them over others waiting. Denying could send them back toward the same people Elena says are hunting her. The clock is running, and they are waiting on your next stamp. What do you do?